direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. As always, I strongly recommend that you go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google Store, download our app, or even better, sit back in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. We're at it, click on the link that says support Devil Radio. We all know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out in Wisconsin statewide every day, questioning our last election, chipping away at our democracy, spreading the big lie. Devil Radio is the strongest, toughest voice against that and in support of our democracy. Well, Trump is up to it again. He's endorsed three Republican secretaries of state candidates who say openly that the last election, they lie, was rigged. And they will do it differently. One of them, I'll give you this, Georgia, Arizona, and Michigan. One of them in Georgia, Jody Heiss. Jody Heiss is a guy, congressman, a right-wing nut, a right-wing pro-Trump nut. He's running against Brad Raffensperger in the primary. Brad Raffensperger is also a Republican, but he has integrity. He certified the last election. He said there's nothing wrong with Georgia elections. It's essential that he win that Republican primary. We do have a Democratic candidate. Seems like a very competent person. She is. She was a Vietnamese refugee. Came to this country as a little girl after the Vietnam War. I think very highly of her. But what's essential is that Jody Heiss be beaten in the primary by Brad Raffensperger. In Arizona, there's another one who got in there, and if she did, she would not vote to certify the election of a Democrat won. That's essentially what she's saying. And the same in Michigan. What's going on is that the Republican Party is burrowing into the counting of the votes. It's not enough to repress the vote. It's not enough to eliminate absentee ballots, drop boxes, all this business. They want to get their paws on the votes themselves and count them. And remember Stalin's dictum. Stalin was the dictator in Russia. He murdered more than 20 million people. He set up the gulag. And he once laughed and said, quote, "It does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes." And the Republicans are following Stalin's dictum. They are also running, and this is something, be very, very aware of this, very, very aware of this, all around the country. There are thousands of election commissions, thousands of them in different localities. Some of them are elected and some aren't. In Wisconsin, the election commission in Milwaukee, for instance, is appointed by the mayor. But in some places it's elected, and then there's pressure brought on the mayor anyway. They are burrowing in at that level. In Pennsylvania, there was just a guy elected, a Trumper, a big lie Trumper. And they just put their names on the ballot. You know, Eddie Jones seems like a nice guy. What the hell? Who wants this position? Sometimes they're unopposed. This is a word out there to Democrats and Republicans with integrity who care about our democracy. Scrutinize your election board. Many of you didn't know you had an election board in your area. How do you think the elections happen? Try to become poll workers. They're trying to burrow in there and become poll workers. They are trying to count the votes in a crooked way. In a crooked way. I'll tell you what, to me, the one way to solve this, the one way to do something about it at some point, is Biden, and certainly some of the governors, are going to have the elections run by the National Guard. Bring the National Guard in and run the elections. That's something that you would do in a foreign country in Asia or Africa that is a fraudulent president. Biden's not the fraudulent president. Trump is the fraudulent president. And, you know, if you have a new secretaries of state in Georgia, Arizona, and Michigan, all of which Biden won, and they're deciding how the votes get counted, here you have Voss saying that the elections commission statewide should be prosecuted for felonies, five of them. The one he exempts is the Republican Trumper who sent his name in as a false elector to the Senate. But the other five, including two Republicans, the Republicans were appointed by the Republicans, by the Republican leadership, should be prosecuted for felonies because they mailed ballots into old age homes rather than have agents go in and hand it to the old folks because they were barred. The agents were barred because of COVID. Spouses were barred. Visitors were barred. Children were barred. And not only that, all six commissioners voted, including the Trump elector initially, that this is the way to do it, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld it. There is nothing that Voss won't do. You've got to understand this. There's nothing that the Republicans won't do to suck up to Trump and destroy our elections. And they are trying to burrow in at the deepest level to count the votes, as Stalin commanded. Now, Trump's endorsed the three Republican secretaries of state. I don't know if Jody Heiss can beat Brad Raffensperger. I hope not. In Arizona, we have a very good secretary of state candidate. I don't know if this person, this right-wing nut, can beat her. Same in Michigan. But remember, they're burrowing into election commissions, thousands of them around the country. Don't sit back. If you are at all interested, find out who your local commission is, who runs your elections. Try to get on it. Assess who's on it. If there are good people on it, great. Try to become a poll worker. Try to become a poll worker. What they're all claiming, and even some of the Democrats are concerned on this, is that Georgia has a cybersecurity issue. The way it's run, it wouldn't take much for a crooked Republican to manipulate that vote. So the proposal has been made, because especially now that legislatures have taken over election counting down there. The legislature decides, the gerrymandered Republican legislature. Experts are saying that the only way to handle this, when you have crooked Republicans possibly poised to take over the counting, is to have paper ballots and keep them under guard. Paper ballots, keep them under guard. Oregon, Colorado, elsewhere, they have mail-in voting. A mail-in vote is a paper ballot. It's a paper ballot. Paper ballots. Because if the Republicans get in and falsify the vote, if they do that in any of these cases, they only have to do it in six states. They're already taking care of the Congress through gerrymandering. If they do it in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, those are the three main ones, in Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada, Georgia and Arizona are purple states and could easily swing the other way anyway, but Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin should not swing normally. And if what happens is these votes are counted by crooks, that is an assault on our democracy, and everything they've been charging will come to pass for the wrong reason. The wrong reason is they lied to say there was something wrong with it, and then they made something wrong with it. So what can you do? People call me up. I'll tell you what you can do. When you hang up, find out who administers your election in your county, your village, your state. Take a look at who's on the board. And if they're no good, replace them. Get in yourself. Get somebody who's good to get in. Try to become a poll worker. Try to become a poll worker. Fight back. Stand up. Try to become a poll worker. Okay, you know, here's an example, even at the grassroots, what they're doing around the country, believe it or not. This is happening in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Florida, and believe it or not, Utah, which Trump won. And he won Florida, too. But he didn't win Pennsylvania, Michigan. There are people who believe in the big lie that are going door to door. They're canvassers. And they are looking especially for old folks to try to intimidate them to say there was something wrong with their vote. And there was a guy in Pennsylvania. This is priceless. Knock on the door, a couple of men there. We're from the committee to verify the election. That's what they said. We're from the committee to verify the election. And they asked the guy, they say, there is an elderly lady in this house. It's a Trump supporter. These are all Trump supporters. Elderly lady in this house who voted. I wonder if we could speak to her. It was his mother-in-law, and they had just moved her into the house. And her vote, now remember, this is back in November, so her vote had been cast from whatever facility she was living in. And now she moved in with her daughter and son-in-law. And they expected him to trot her out. She's 89 years old, and have them bully her and say, you voted from the Spring Street address, and now you're here on the Maple Street address. Would you sign this affidavit and say there was fraud? This is going on door to door. There was this guy's name was Steve Snell. He opened his door. They wanted to speak to his 89-year-old mother-in-law. And another Trump supporter told the Republican Legislative Committee, he has done this 30 times, 30 canvassing teams he's trained. In other words, not just 30 doors, he's trained 30 canvassing teams. And they will demand to know if you voted. This is voter intimidation. This has got to be stopped by injunction. If they show up at my, they're not going to show up at my door. They know what they're going to get at my door. But they show up at the average person who doesn't know their rights, and the guy says, I'm a committee to verify the elections. And what? You know, maybe he's packing. You know, they've concealed carry. And maybe it's peeking out of his pocket. This is Stalin's Russia tactic. We're not going to permit ourselves to become like that. We beat Stalin's Russia in the Cold War. We're not going to be permitted to get into this. Trump is egging it on. The Republicans are egging it on. The Republicans are no longer a legitimate political party. They have become a cult. They are tending to a fascist party that has reintroduced violence and fraud in our elections for the first time since the Civil War. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.